HKX, mobile.
Hope you've had a good day, Tom. You
know, Miss Bunnies? Pretty good this morning, so you know you got to starve till you get that done. Then we come back by Aldi's and Walmart and come on back up home and Bernice fixed homemade biscuits and gravy. So we're going to eat light for supper tonight. We was going to have a steak.
Some biscuit and gravy, but I like steak too, so I don't know if I'd like it or be disappointed with that one.
Well, you need for another day, so that filet mignon will be as good tomorrow as it will be today, and we don't eat those very often. But it's just been a nice day. I've been out and visiting the chickens. They're slowing down, Patrick. I don't know why. I just got 4 eggs today. And it was funny, yesterday the daughter sent us a picture, a text, and it showed Isaac, and he's 6'5", something like that. What, Bernice? 17 years old. And he was kind of turning up his nose at his biscuits and gravy, and our daughters, both of them are very fine chefs, I would call them. And he says, those eggs are not as good as Grandma's.
Are they the same ones?
Stuck his nose up at him, but I'm sure he went ahead and ate them. But Bernice's biscuits are just as good as those eggs, I can tell you that, because she makes them from scratch. And they're not like Zaxby's. And they're a lot bigger. But, we never got to eat that until about noon, so that's the reason we're going to eat light this evening to save the steaks till tomorrow. Boy, you ought to see what weather hit down in Texas this morning. They got clobbered, Patrick.
Texas.
In that area.
Northern Texas. I got a stepsister that lives down there, south of Houston.
They got theirs last week, didn't they?
So, if I remember correctly. But down there, it's not uncommon to have severe storms come through like that and a lot of rain.
Well, isn't the worst for the year? I think there's been 1900, and the worst year was 2100. And that hadn't been too many years ago. But this time, it hit some infrastructure that was huge. They got 400,000 to 600,000 people out of electricity.
This heat, hopefully they'll get it back on relatively quickly, if I could talk this afternoon.
There in Texas, it's hot. I had to go down there to San Angelo one summer and work on some dam gates. I can't remember the time of year, do you, Bernice? But, boy, that's some moony places out there at San Angelo. Now, I'm sure it's a lot different now than it was in the 80s, but on that dam site, that was the only thing out there was that dam, and I had to set the gates on it, and I had some pictures. I don't know if they're in pictures or on the computer, do you, Bernice? I think they're in pictures, standing below that dam, but I didn't feel much like getting out of the car and walking out in the area there. All there was cactus and rattlesnakes.
Kind of desolate out that way. In parts of Texas, you'll drive for, you know, an hour, 2 hours and not see nothing. Straight road.
They sent me to Farmington, New Mexico on the Navajo Indian Irrigation Progress. Indian Reservation, I should say. Navajo Indian Irrigation Project. And it was humongous. I mean, huge. And I had to go out there and do some electrical work on some valves that we had built. And I'm telling you, when the good Lord created the world, as far as I'm concerned, he made that the armpit.
Armpit.
Can't be too much except to go out to the Norn Medical Center, and you don't have to go downtown to do that. But I did go down there once and get a boat license at the courthouse. It's been a number of years ago.
Our business meetings down there before they changed our district. During the summertime, nobody wanted to go down there. They all wanted to come up here.
Problem down there in the area? Is that what you're talking about?
The area, and just extremely hot down that way and nothing to do in the area that they had the meeting.
I know what you mean. I went to school up in Michigan one time, and it was at the Flick Machine Tool. And I was trying to, you remember the name of that town, Bernice? What was it? No, that was New York when they sent me on a dam. No, this was at a school on a computer, and it was outside of Detroit. I'll think of it later, but it was that way, and they put us in a Somerset Inn. And at that time, there wasn't anything out there but Holstein cattle and flatlands. And when you went downstairs, if you went to eat, you had to wear a shirt and a tie. We didn't even have a tie, me or my boss that was with me. You know, I'd never been any place where he was required to have a tie. I was from Kansas.
I've eaten a few places that require a collared shirt, but never required a tie.
Collared shirt, so they give us a tie to wear while we were there. But all the prices were exorbitant. Of course, the company was paying for it. And then when you went down to the malls that were inside of that hotel, it was a new hotel, and all they had was stuff like mink stoles and chinchillas and expensive jewelry. And you were just sort of trapped. It was nice to go to school each day because they took us out to lunch at some place, you know, out there like, sort of like the one up there at Cherrydale, you know, Golden Corral, only it wasn't Golden Corral. I enjoyed that, but when you come back to the hotel, you were just stuck.
Now, when I went for training for Ohio, Akron, Ohio, they wanted everybody to fly in. I'm like, nah, I'll drive. That way, when I want to go somewhere, I can go.
I've been to quite a few places out in the boonies, but I think Texas and New Mexico was the worst. But I went to school with some guys up there in Erie, Pennsylvania. They sent me to the plant where they manufacture locomotive engineers, and there were 16,000 people, I think, there. 11,000 or 16,000. And then the school was there on this drive. And I got to go with guys from Lima or Lima, Ohio, that worked on the M1 Abrams tanks. I still got pictures of them. And that was pretty cool talking to them about those tanks.
Be pretty interesting. It's always neat to talk to people when you go somewhere like that. If you can find anybody that will sit down and have a conversation with you anymore.
Start anymore. You sit down and they got their telephone in front of them. You go to a doctor's office, they got the telephone in front of them. It's a sickness, I'll tell you. But it's a shame, too, because I like to talk with people. But they were really nice guys, and that drive would operate anything from a locomotive to an M1 Abrams tank at the time. and it was called a Valutron. It was made by GE, and it'd do up to 1,500 horsepower, and it was an AC drive. And it was complex, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the schools that they sent me to. I missed one time because I got a new boss, and he thought it was too expensive to go, which it was. And it was expensive. They all are. But, you know, you got room and board and instructors and all that, and those schools get pretty pricey. But back then, I think it was $1,600, and then they had to fly you up there and back. So he wouldn't let me go to that one, and it was an Allen Bradley school and state-of-the-art technology on machine tools. I wanted to go to that bad. Instead, he sent me to a crummy one in Wichita, Kansas, that didn't amount to anything.
It's hard to place a value on education when you really get one, too. It seems like it's expensive, but if you come back and you save the company, you know, once, maybe twice, and having to call for repair or replace a part, faulty, you know, from mistakes, then they've made their money back.
Oh, a factory guy, and it's thousands and thousands of dollars for them to come out and repair something. As far as I can remember, in 32 years, I had two that come out, and then I had a couple come out on warranty repairs. But I know that one on that, it was a plasma welder. And a plasma welder would take a plate 20 foot long, or 40 foot long and 20 foot wide. And you could download the data from the office to it, or you could manual data input and cut these parts. It had four oxygen settling heads on it, and then a plasma head. And one time I had to call them on it, and it turns out it was a factory error, but it was out of warranty. And I couldn't find it, and nobody else could either. And it was a wire that when they put the back plate on the side of that welder, it was a 450-amp plasma, which is pretty powerful plasma. We had one that was 1,000 down at the other plant. And that particular piece of the welder was up against the wall, and I couldn't take it off. So I didn't see it. It took that guy, I don't know, 3 or 4 days to find it. And it was over $4,000 way back then, in the 80s, I think it was, Patrick. And so, yeah, they kind of noted the value of schools.
Speaking of telephone shoved in your face and behind one trying to drive down the road, can't even do the speed limit, and he's walling the roads out ditch to ditch out here on 25. Crazy.
Yeah, here's your tip of the day. Don't honk at him because he'll probably stop and shoot you. I probably ought to go to Plan B now that I think about it.
To say what might happen if somebody done that. Because really, you don't know how you'll react to that situation until you're put in it. And I don't want to find out.
I don't think he wants to find out either. That's why I say he better go to Plan B. shoot. Patrick, nice to ride along with you. I'll let you go. I got to get out of this chair and walk around and maybe go get some mass consumables. I don't know if we'll have any eggs this week or not. I'll give you a text and let you know. But I think the heat slowed them down. I think I'll go out and give them some corn. Anyways, take care. And we'll see you down the line. KO4HKX and 0GR73.
I'm getting ready to pull in where I parked the truck, so that worked out great. But good to talk to you, and just let me know what happens with the eggs, and we'll go from there. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.